I'm setting this up for channel 2 right, channel 2 right. I'm just setting this up for channel 2 right. Have it ready, channel 2 right, channel 2 right. I'm setting it up for channel 2 right. Channel 2 right, and beginning to visit with Phase Pair Man, John Turner. This Monday, the 11th of September, 72. Channel 2 right, and beginning a visit with Phase Pair Man this Monday afternoon, the 11th of September, 72. Channel 2 right, and beginning a visit with Phase Pair Man this Monday afternoon, the 11th of September, 72. Channel 2 right, and beginning a visit with Phase Pair Man this Monday afternoon, 11th of September, 72.
Come in here. How in the world did you? I'll get your money in just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a little sip of orange.
Yes, ma'am.
How in the world did you miss it?
I do not know, but I went up to this colored lady house. You know, one up the road on that side under that oak tree.
Oh.
What's her name now? And she said, go back and go to the first road you see after you pass the corner down here, and go up in that lane where you see that paper box. That's the way I found it. I went right by there Saturday.
You did?
I've been traveling that road all the time. I feel that lady what I was telling you about, peas and okra, green peanuts and stuff like that all the time. I've been going through here a long time peddling.
Well, you ought to know Miss Bessie Jackson then, right at the end of our lane.
I sure do. I know her good, but I couldn't think of that name right then.
And what do you say you'd sell her up yonder?
I say I've been selling her peas, okra, and green peanuts. You know peanuts with your blue boy?
Oh.
Yes, ma'am. I had a few peanuts the other night, and she seen them, and she bought all of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, how do?
Pretty good, how are you? I had a time trying to find him, man.
So what in the world happened there?
I didn't know where to turn. I just go right by there. I've been going by that road for years.
Why, you this country here, you know this country. All
I used to be all over here. I used to cut telephone lines and things, but I clearly done got by me now. Here's another place I used to go. Let's see if it's where I'd be there. On the other side of the highway.
Yeah?
And I'd go up in a place, if there ain't a making open, it ain't a Flemington. It's back up in between there and company little you. What's the name of that place? Oh, my.
What you call this old place here?
Ewelton?
This one right here, this house here.
I don't know.
Willie Welch?
Willie Welch?
Willie Welch lives here.
That's been a long time.
Yes.
It's your Willie. I know him.
Yes, they moved. He died in 25.
Yeah, I know him.
But his family lived on here.
Yeah.
People around here think of it as old Willie Welch place.
Yeah, but I could. You know, it's been so long since I've been around up in here until I clear it hasn't gotten.
Yeah. You know, I think you've got something good putting that old grove in pear trees.
I sure did. I sure put them in there. Kill all the orange trees and every pear tree I'd put, orange tree and grapefruit tree and tangerine tree, that coal just kill them. But it didn't kill them pear trees.
No. And you can work yourself to death on them old citrus.
Sure can, and then ain't got to get nowhere. But
and they're not gonna get anywhere.
No, sir.
Well, how'd you get that on? How'd you happen to think of that?
I was working in the grove one day, and I said, I'm gonna cut me some of these switches and stick them out. That was in December.
Yeah.
I said, them boys were laughing at me. I hate to say what they say. The old man said, you cutting them switches over there, so you would be dead and in the hill with them trees. So now, about 2 years ago, one of them come to the house, said, I want to get some of them pills. I said, I'm dead and in the hill. He said, them little switches I was cutting, he told me I'd be dead in here, who they been. I was cutting no longer than about like that.
Is that right?
And that's where I got them pear trees.
Why, John?
That's where I got them.
You stuck them in, went off and left them.
I was waking in that grove, the cold up. Mr. McLeod bought the grove.
Yeah?
Oh, sure, good as I know. It ain't them Robertson. I can't think of the name of that group. But anyway, right back in there from Mr. Deadman's house.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
That old grove would sit right over that side of the road over there.
Yeah.
That's the old grove. They had pear trees in there.
Oh.
And I'd cut them switches over there and came home. They'd laugh at me. I'd be in their bear, 40 bear. And now I got pears. They'd come there and some. I tell them, oh, I can't get none of them pears. You know what you told me.
Well,
just some switches.
Some switches.
How many, how much you got there?
Got 2 acres of it set out in pears.
That's a lot of pears.
Got 2 acres of it set out in there. But I got about 15 head of hogs, and all them would get ruined or bruised when I'm getting them. Them hogs would wake on them.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But you don't let them run in the grove.
Mm-mm. No, sir. So don't.
Well, you know, you're lucky to have some hogs.
Yeah. Ain't that meat going on out of me?
It's coming back up.
That's what I'm saying. Ain't it going on up out the way?
Yeah.
You can't eat it, huh?
No, you can't eat it.
I used to buy spare ribs for 39 a pound. I see they got 99 cents a pound.
The same thing.
Yes. I hear my wife. I think she's ready to go.
Well, let me tell you, if they go out there and talk to her and tell her to come in and get a glass of water. She hadn't been in here. And I can find out a little bit more from John Turner. Let me tell you, when I come down here, I tried two or three things.
Yeah, okay.
And then I had all this, when I got to this place, it's way on it, more than I can handle it, you know.
Yeah, I see.
And it had a lot of behead rats, you know?
Yeah.
So I bought some cows, and it's the worst thing I ever did, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Them cows worked me to death. Mm-hmm. And I don't make nothing out of them.
I know what you're talking about, yes, sir.
No, sir.
I've done that with hogs. Oh, man, I'd give you the hogs. I'd raise them and fatten them and everything, and then give them away.
Yes.
And I ain't never got no hair with it yet, but I got a few left there, huh? Fella come the other day, I got one there with about $250. He told me it was about $35. I told him, man, you don't get out of my face. I said, you like meat selling now, you don't get out of my face. I said, I'd rather kill him, put him in the freezer.
Yeah.
Let my children eat him.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
I got off on sweet potatoes.
Sure.
And I would have still been in that, but I had two bad seasons.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that sweet potato season. I had two of them.
But you know, people around here used to put up sweet potatoes and sell them all through the season.
Oh, until the next time and right on. Yes, sir.
And the longer they kept them, the better they was.
They sure were. The sweeter and the drier out they got.
Yeah. How'd you come out with that bad tooth?
I had that and taken out. Now I got another. It ain't wearing it, but, you know, it's loose. I can tell it got getting in trouble with it.
Yeah.
I got that one out.
That was on a Saturday.
Sure was. My dad, my daughter would give me the money to get that and pull. She went today and had one drawn.
Uh-oh.
And she was hollering when I leave the house. And great, goodness of life. That man must have broke my jaw.
Well, how long did you have to wait to get it done?
The next week.
Yeah.
That next week.
Well,
what'd
you
think
do?
It went down.
Oh, did it?
And he wouldn't take it out as long as it was full.
Oh, wouldn't he?
No, sir. It had abscess on it.
Oh.
Anytime them things be on the root of them, he won't pull them till that go down. He give me a shot, and then read it till it went down, and then pull it. Give you about 2 or 3 days after that, and then he pull it.
Yeah. Well, I asked one of my neighbors here that's a nurse.
Cool.
And she said the reason that could have hit you right then when it did, you went in that place where it was refrigerated.
Cold, that's right.
And whenever you get a change of temperature.
That's right. You got right, too.
It'll start things going.
That's right. That's not what it was.
Yes, sir. What neighborhood do you live in out there?
You never heard of Silver Springs Food Company Packing House?
About, yes.
You go down to where you turn on the old 301.
Yes.
Right where you turn back to get on old 301, you turn right on around and come right back like you're coming back to McLeod's Packing House, Silver Springs Food Company.
Oh.
You come one block up, then you turn off to your right. Come right up in my door.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Right side of the four lane. Yes, sir. Live by one town block. After you put in with that turn, you just turn around and come right on back by one town block.
Yeah.
And turn right in that gate, off to your right. Then right there, where I was
sitting. Yeah. Well, now, how far would that be from McIntosh?
From McIntosh, you got to go to Orange Lake. Then it's 7 miles across the Citrus.
Yeah.
Six one way. What how they done that? I'm coming over here, it's 6 miles. When I'm going back, it's 7 miles.
Yeah.
On the sign. That's the way the sign says.
That's the way the sign says.
Yeah. When you're coming over, it says 6 miles. When you're leaving Citrus, you got a sign that says 6 miles to Orange Lake.
Yeah.
Then when you're coming back, going back to Citrus, it says 7 miles to Citrus. I don't see how they done that.
Do you know a fella over that Citra that works in these vegetable places?
Will Franklin?
Let me see. I can try. Citra. Wimberly.
I've been knowing Mr. Wimberly for years.
Well, tell me about him. I run into him down there at the...
Bill Wimberly.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I've been to him.
Well, he talks like he's worked all over this country.
He has. That man knows what to do with planting a garden and different stuff, too. Let me tell you something. He sure do.
Oh,
he brought that okra growing to this country. Nobody around here wouldn't plant okra around Citra nowhere.
Yeah.
And he brought that in the farm. He's making money off of that okra, man. Everybody meant to plant that big acres.
Yeah.
Thought I waked on him. They ain't gonna knock him clean up.
Come on in if you're gonna pay him.
Yeah, so they gonna knock him clean out. My children get out of school every evening and they go to work.
Yeah.
Pick peanuts.
Yeah.
Every evening they get out of school, they go to pick peanuts.
Yeah.
Or peas. Peas or peanuts.
Yeah.
Well, they don't get out till about 4. Man, then they get home about clean 4:30. About 4:30.
Ain't that awful?
Yes, and then when I get there and get rid and carry them to the field, they pick about one crate or two crates of peas. Sometimes they pick two, sometimes one. Sometimes they don't get but one or two of them get one together, and the other two get one together.
Yeah.
Like that.
I talked to this fellow. I never seen him before. Real
Wimberly. Real Wimberly.
And I bought some. He was down there at Red Oaks.
Yeah.
That vegetable place. You know where
he raked a dead Lewis.
Yeah.
You know D.A. Lewis? Down near the lower?
Yeah.
That's where he was.
Oh, does he work for him?
Work there at Mr. D.A. Lewis Packing Shed. Right there with that light blinking before you go over that hill. Where you can see Forest Hills.
Yeah.
Right around there. Turn off. Before you get to that blinking light, you turn off to your right.
Yeah.
And there to D.A. Lewis. That's where he works. Pack the tomato plants and the tomatoes and cabbage plants and all of that right there. He works there all the time. Man.
All the time.
Yeah.
Well, now, he is down at Red Oaks when I seen him.
Yeah, he be down there, too. Yeah.
Now, that's not Lewis.
No, sir.
That's one of the Johnson boys.
I forget the other fellow who used to be there now. What was his name?
That's one of the Johnson boys. I don't know them.
Yeah. He ain't talking about the Redland, John.
But now, I stopped there. They was packing squash. And they had right smart curls, and I bought some.
Yeah.
And, hell, the curl's just as good as any, ain't they?
Yeah, sure is. Yeah, sure is.
And He's just sitting there waiting for them to come and pick up the crates.
Yeah.
And he's talking there, and I'll be confound. He just knew this whole country.
Yes, he knew all through here. He sure do. He's still within the city, but he knew all through here.
Well, I tell you what I run into.
Yes.
People will know some little section, like over there at Citra.
That's right.
Over here at Meganopin, like.
That's right.
But they don't know them all.
That's right. You
now, you take me. I play out right along there where I saw you, down there at...
McIntosh.
The meat place.
Sure, right.
Everybody's far south down to go, you see.
Yeah, I see. Yes, sir.
And then over there towards Citra, over where you are, I don't know hardly anybody.
You're out of clear.
So you see, did you know that fella... Well, now, does he garden much a little bit?
He sure do, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He rent the land from, that's another man. I can't think of his name. No, this girl used to be an insurance man.
Yeah.
Had a little old car lot down there by Orange Lassie Pass, Orange Lake, one time on the left there.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
No, I can't think of his name. He used to come to my house collect money.
Yeah.
He got in some trouble. He shot a fella. Arguing about a car, and he had bought one and he wouldn't pay for it or something, and he shot the fella. Got a gun and shot at him or shot him or something. He put him in trouble. I don't know how he come out.
Yeah.
Oh, good as I know that man, man, I can't afford it.
Well, now, there's not too much work over there now, is it?
It ain't, not right now. Sure ain't.
Well, what is he doing between?
He planting gardens, lines, and getting ready to plant four gardens. Man, he raised cabbage there, the heads be, great big heads. When he go back to the packing shed the week, he tell me to go out there and I'll give them and sell them for him if I want them.
Oh, really?
He really do. Yes, sir.
Well, why don't you do that?
I done it last year, and the people act like they didn't want to bomb, so I told them I couldn't sell them. Every time I'd go, I'd tear out so many, and I'd bring back half of them or bid and half of them.
Well, now, that's the way it goes, you see.
So?
They go to these stores, and they see things, and they're two prices.
Yeah, sir.
But if you take them around there...
Yeah, sir.
They're not so interested.
So I carried a load, he carried a load to the Robinson Fruit Shed, the little Robinson Fruit Shed, the blind man going to kill him. And he didn't sold every one of them to that man, and made good money off him. Sure did.
Yeah.
He started back to Canada after I told him I couldn't do nothing with him.
Yeah.
But I could sell all the mustard greens he could raise.
Oh.
Yeah. Mustard. Couldn't sell many tunnels, but I could sell all the mustard greens he could raise.
you could leave a half a dozen or a dozen bundles of that everywhere you went, couldn't
That's
you?
Right. I'll sell it. He'd buy it. I didn't have to leave it.
Uh-huh.
He'd buy it. It seemed to hide 4,500 a bunch.
Yeah.
For each bunch. Not a dozen.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
There's another fellow over there, was over there. He had a store. And he moved away from there. He come over here by the River Styx.
My Mr. Gagger?
Yeah.
He leave him. Went on back up home.
Yeah.
He's going back home.
Well, he's over in your country there for a long time.
Man, he stayed at Fort McCoy for years at that Tim time still. Then he come on over to Citra. And he stayed there for years.
How far is Fort McCoy?
About 9 miles.
Just in the same neighborhood?
About 9 miles.
Yeah.
And he stayed to that commissary for years.
Yeah.
He was the commissary man for that Tim time still.
Oh, was he?
He run that for years and years. And then he moved back over here to Citra and opened up that big, bought that big store and run it.
Yeah.
He made some money.
How long was he there?
To Citra?
Yeah.
He stayed there about around close to 30 years. He stayed there close to 30 years, you hear me?
Yeah.
I know he stayed there close to 30. Because I hadn't married when he come there. And I've been married 33 years.
Good Lord.
I sure have.
hate to see him leave the country like that, don't
sure
you?
Sure right, yeah, sure.
Well, now, he must have been a pretty accommodating fella.
He was. You know, I went there to his store one day. I didn't have no hair to get around and nothing. I went in his store, you know, he let people have his stuff, they wouldn't pay him. So I went in one day, he said, if people won't pay me. I said, Mr. Gag, I got to have $300. He ain't hardly changed with anything. And when I paid him, he said, you paid me back for it quicker than anybody I ever let it had anything. Anything else you want, you come get it. But I never did bother about nothing else. I went to Jacksonville and bought an old car. Paid him out so quick that he just wondered how I'd done it.
Yeah, how'd you do it?
Prune orange grove.
Yeah.
Man, give me a contract pruning orange grove, so much a tree.
Oh.
And when I got through with that, then he paid me so much to pile the limbs and burn them. Pile them out on the edge of the grove and burn them.
Yeah.
That's it. I made the money.
Well, now, did you ever do any budding and things like that?
I ain't never budded. I worked with Jake Jackson one time budding some trees over here for Christian.
Yeah.
And that's the only budding I ever done, the eye bud.
Who is that old fellow over there around Sitra who has done some...
Tom Murray.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my mother cousin, Tom Murray.
Well, let me tell you, if I come over there sometime, would you show me where Tom lives?
Yeah, I sure will.
Because I seen him one time down here at this old automobile junk place.
That's right. Yes, he goes there to get pieces to fix his old trucks and then.
And I kept thinking I'd go over there and see him again.
He walked by on the street and do that there and stick a PC in there and you go back and got on you. That man rough on that button.
Yeah.
That ain't no joke.
Yeah. Well, look, John, I'm trying to get she got the money in here.
Yes, I don't know.
Faye? Oh, Faye. Are you going to pay it? Well, bring Miss Turner with you. Well, you can come in a minute. Yeah.
Keep worrying about them children now.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm
you get to worry about them children. Them children getting along all right.
Yeah.
You heard about that bad Rick said the other evening?
Over close to you?
Yeah. Over there to sit to be that semi running over there at the top of that car.
Oh, no.
Man, it killed three of them right there. Killed three and Leah Vaughn. Leah four of them hurt her bad in critical condition.
Isn't that awful? You know, I'm afraid.
And that was her sister's boys. Her sister's daughter boy and her other sister's daughter's boy was in that car was got killed.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And the bed my brother left Sunday before last. James Turner Jr. Sunday before last. He was 71.
You mean he wasn't in there?
No, sir. He just died. He got sick. He went to the hospital and died. But them other... They're just riding in that old car and running right across that road in front of that semi, and that semi just had to go across it. Imagine this as flat as a steel. They had to cut and get them wreckers and then hook them chains and hang and pull it up and cut it to get them out of there.
Good Lord. You know,
I ain't never seen a semi like that. Tuck the wheels one under and laid them out there like somebody took the wheels and laid them off the side to pile up junk. Had on that. Them big color jaw there, them jaw, you know, the jaw kind of that plastic.
Yeah.
And all that was cotton, the only juice. Them only juice. And them kind of plastic jugs there. Scattered everywhere you there.
Oh, how do you know?
Oh, my. So much of blood. You know, them roadmen got so bloody, the clothes and things, and they're just wiping their hand and trying to get them out. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I told him, I said, y'all have something to go
he
got
to go home and take it. Get his
children. Yeah, I
want to
carry them
to
wake up while this evening.
Well, your wife was saying that she was right upset about that wreck.
Yeah,
but
she is.
Said she promised to come in to see us next time.
You better give her a lecture for the gas. He's coming.
No, you worry about that. No.
Give her a.
Lord, I tell you.
Let me tell you, them, you know, I just dread to get out on them four.
I'm scared of them now.
They just go too fast out there for me. And I'm slow, you see.
Yeah.
I'm slow traffic.
But if they're on the four lane, they can go ahead about their business.
Yeah.
But if they're on a single lane, they got to catch it in. Worse.
Yeah, it'd be worse on that.
Yeah. But them boys was coming across the road.
Yeah.
That's where they run up there. Some of them say they don't believe they had no brakes to be even on out crossing. And the big semi coming.
Yeah.
And just as it got across, it cut it right in the middle and went right up over it and just mashed it up and knocked all the wheels under the semi. And you want to go pieces of the semi that man, piece that man, the boxes. Only drink that and caught under that all over the highway.
Now you see, he knows old Tom Murray over there.
Right? Yeah, that's my mama's cousin. That's my mother's cousin. That thing.
You heard him talk a little bit about budding and all, didn't you? Or did you? I just told you about it.
You just told me.
He can bud some orange trees. I can tell you how to get to his house. You might not know it, wouldn't know from him, though. You know me, I told you to turn on that old 301.
Yeah.
You turn on the old 301, and you go south. You'll go about two miles. You go up the big hill before you get to that tower on the side of the road. You'll see a tower up there. You can see that long ways.
Yeah.
Man, it looked like, well, I call it a, what they call that for them radio, them TVs? You know what I'm kind of told.
Yeah.
But anyway, one of them, it looks like the one up behind Orange Lake. One of the Orange Lake, too.
Oh,
with that fire up, with that light be up on.
Yeah.
And there's one up that way. Before you get there, you look over on your right. That's where he stay.
Yeah.
That's where he stay, right there. You see old truck in his yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. His daughter drive a school bus and his son-in-law drive a school bus.
And he drives his own truck.
That's right.
Well, we sure appreciate you bringing
these. Yes, ma'am. And this girl, this lady here, she in a hurry to go and see about them children, and she's worried, too.
She said she was so worried, she didn't know what she's doing.
Yes, ma'am. Her sister's daughter's boy was got killed. Yeah. Here we were. All right, ma'am. I'll see y'all out there. Yes, ma'am.
Down to right around 500 to end the visit with Phase Pair Man John Turner this Monday afternoon, 11th of September, 72. Channel 2 right around 500 and end the visit with Phase Pair Man John Turner is Monday afternoon, 11th of September, 72.